Today, as we read Exodus 29, we have a Yeshua sighting, or a Jesus sighting. We read about the daily Tamid lamb offering, where a lamb was sacrificed twice a day from 9 a.m. and a second one at 3 p.m., and this was to be done in all perpetuity. This is a Yeshua sighting. Listen in as we unpack it and make connections to the New Testament, to John the Baptist, and to Revelation 13. Welcome to the 1 Year Audio Bible Podcast. Today is March 13th. Now let's continue our journey reading through the entire Bible in 1 year. This week we are reading from the Israel Bible for the Old Testament and from the King James for the New Testament. Exodus 29, 38-46. Now this is what you shall offer upon the altar: 2 yearling lambs each day, regularly. You shall offer the one lamb in the morning, and you shall offer the other lamb at twilight. There shall be 1/10 of a measure of choice flour, with 1/4 of a hin of beaten oil mixed in, and a libation of 1/4 hin of wine for one lamb. And you shall offer the other lamb at twilight, repeating with it the meal offering of the morning with its libation, an offering by fire for a pleasing odor to Hashem, a regular burnt offering throughout the generations, at the entrance of the tent of meeting before Hashem. For there I will meet with you, and there I will speak with you, and there I will meet with the Israelites, and it shall be sanctified by my presence. I will sanctify the tent of meeting and the altar, and I will consecrate Aaron and his sons to serve me as Kohanim. I will abide among the Israelites, and I will be their God, and they shall know that I, Hashem, am their God, who brought them out from the land of Egypt, that I might abide among them. I, Hashem, their God. Luke 1:1-25. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them to us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write to you in order, most excellent Theophilus, that you might know the certainty of those things wherein you have been instructed. There was, in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the course of Abia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord, and the whole multitude of the people were praying outside at the time of incense. And there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, "Fear not, Zacharias, for your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you shall have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and he shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and a power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zechariah said to the angel, "Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years." And the angel answered, saying to him, "I am Gabriel that stands in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak with you and to show you these glad tidings. And behold, you shall be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because you believed not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season." And the people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak to them, and they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, where he beckoned to them and remained speechless. And it came to pass that as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house. And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself for 5 months, saying, "Thus has the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me, to take away my reproach among men." Psalm 56, 1-13. Be merciful to me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresses me. My enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O Most High. What time I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do to me. Every day they wrest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? In your anger cast down the people, O God. You tell my wanderings, and you put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book? When I cry to you, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know, for God is with me. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do to me. Your vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto you. For you have delivered my soul from death. Will you not deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? Proverbs 11:8. The righteous are delivered out of trouble, and the wicked comes in his stead. I want to speak to you today from our reading from Exodus chapter 29. And in this section of scripture, we read about a daily offering that was to happen twice a day, once in the morning at 9 a.m. and the other at twilight at 3 p.m. It is called the daily Tamid lamb offering. And every day, twice a day, the Tamid lamb offering was offered at the temple. So the lamb was slain mercifully, and then it was put upon the altar and burned, and then also there was a grain offering that went with it. This is what I call a Jesus sighting, a Yeshua sighting. The daily Tamid lamb offering is a shadow picture pointing us to Jesus Christ. Recall that when John was baptizing people in the River Jordan, I'm just going to read the passage from John chapter 1. He points to Jesus and calls him the Lamb of God. So in John chapter 1, verse 29, the next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." And again, a little further on in the same chapter, John chapter 1, verse 35 and 36. Again, the next day John stood with two of his disciples, and looking at Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." Jesus is also referred to as the Lamb of God in the book of Revelation. In Revelation chapter 13, starting in verse 7, this is speaking about the Antichrist. And so it was given unto him, that is the Antichrist, to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. Verse 8, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, that is the Antichrist, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Now that's something that can give you some pause to think about. What this is saying is that the Lamb, Jesus Christ, was slain from the very foundation of the world, before God ever said, let there be light, before Adam and Eve, before Abraham, Moses, Joseph, and David. The Lamb of God was slain before the foundation of the world. In Colossians, it goes on to say about Jesus in chapter 1 of Colossians, he, that is Jesus, starting in verse 15, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him, that is Jesus, all the fullness should dwell, and by him, that is Jesus, to reconcile all things to himself by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of the cross. So coming back to our reading from Exodus chapter 29 today, the description of the daily Tamid lamb offering that was offered up at the temple. Again, the lamb was slaughtered twice a day, and it was supposed to be done in all perpetuity, forever and ever and ever. Twice a day, 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Another aspect to this daily Tamid lamb offering is that when Jesus was in the process of being crucified, the nails went into his hands and his feet onto the cross at the exact same time that the morning daily Tamid lamb offering was being offered at the temple at 9 a.m. And he hung on the cross from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. And at 3 p.m., when the second daily Tamid lamb offering was being slaughtered at the temple, that's when Jesus gave up his spirit and he died. And then the temple curtain was torn from top to bottom, so that we now have a new and living way to enter into the most holy place through the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. So I wanted to just unpack this daily Tamid lamb offering, because it is truly a Yeshua sighting, a Jesus sighting found in the book of Exodus. You will find Jesus all throughout the Old Testament. You just have to look. He's there. He's there from the very beginning, from the moment that God said, let there be light. Jesus was there. Have a blessed day. And we'll see you tomorrow. Shalom.
Yevarechacha Adonai Vishmarecha Yayeh Adonai Anavilaka vikuneka Yisa Adonai Anav ileka Vayasein leka leka Shalom.
the Aaronic blessing from Numbers chapter 6, 24 to 26. Adonai bless you and keep you. Adonai make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Adonai lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.